KSXARN, News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931.
Hi there, I'm Clinton, VK6FCRC, and welcome to News West for the 4th of August 2024. Now on the show.
There's not too many weeks to go until the NZRG Hamfest is on again. That means it's time to stock up on tickets in the NCRG Hamfest raffle. This year, the raffle will have four prizes. A $2,000 voucher for Andrews Communications for you to buy whatever you want. A Yaesu FTM 300 50-watt mobile. A Yaesu FT70DR handheld. And if Yaesu isn't your brand, there's a $100 voucher from Horizon Antennas. Tickets are on sale now, ending at 12 noon on the 25th of August at the NCRG Hamfest. Tickets are $5 per entry and are available for sale across New South Wales, Queensland, South Australia, Tasmania, Victoria, and of course, Western Australia. Full raffle and prize details are available via the raffle link URL on the website at ncrg.org.au. Don't forget to come and join the club and our guest sellers on August 25th at the Cyril Jackson Rec Centre at the end of Fisher Street in Bassendean. A big shout out to the NCRG Hamfest Committee who are working really hard to bring you a bumper event. I'm Glyn, Victor Kilo 6, Papa Alpha Whiskey for the Northern Corridor Radio Group, 7-3.
Hello everyone, this is Clive, VK6CSW, reminding you that tomorrow is the first Monday of the month, time for the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia's August Bulletin to go to air. This month, as well as the latest club news from Andrew, VK3CAH, I'll be reading an article by Herman Willemsen, VK2IXV, about wireless distress signals. This will be followed by a discussion on permanent magnets entitled A Strong Attraction. Everyone, RAOTC members and non-members alike, is most welcome to listen to the programme and to join in the callbacks afterwards. Full details of all transmission, times, modes and frequencies are published on the RAOTC website at www.raotc.org.au or just Google RAOTC Broadcasts. If none of these times suit you, you can download the audio file at any time from today. But if you do download the file, some brief feedback would be appreciated. Now, some local broadcast details. Tomorrow, Chris VK6JI will transmit the bulletin on 80 metres on 3620 kHz starting at 8 a.m. Please note that this start time of 8 a.m. is an hour earlier than it used to be. Also at 8 a.m. local time tomorrow, there's a transmission via digital mobile radio on the VKDMR network, Talk Group 5. At 10 a.m. local, the programme will be transmitted via the News West linked repeater system, simultaneously with a 40-metre transmission on 7088 kHz, again by Chris VK6JI. On Wednesday, August the 7th, we have a D-Star broadcast at 5:30 p.m. WA local time. This will be transmitted via D-Star Reflector 91C following AR Newsline. On Sunday, August the 11th, repeats of the RAOTC bulletin follow the 7 a.m. 160-metre broadcast of the WIA News by Phil VK6GX and the 40-metre broadcast by Chris VK6JI. The next lunchtime meeting for members and friends of the RAOTC in Perth is on Tuesday, August the 13th at the Woodbridge Hotel, 50 East Street, Guildford. We meet at 11:30 for midday lunch. An attractive, well-priced seniors menu is available, which can be viewed online. Everyone's welcome to come along and have an eyeball QSO. There's adequate car parking, but if you're coming by train, be sure to alight at Guildford East, repeat Guildford East Station. Full details are on the club website under the heading Luncheons. Once again, tune in tomorrow for the August RAOTC broadcast, and we look forward to hearing your call sign in the callbacks. 73 from Clive, VK6CSW.
Hi, just a little note about VK6RRG and the WAG Technical and General Net. Having it run every Sunday morning on VK6RLM, that's 146.750 or Channel 3 in the old money. And it starts at 10:30 a.m. this morning. Of course, if you're listening in the evening, it's next week.
On Tuesday afternoons and evenings, the 40 and 80 metre bands come alive with the sound of slow CW. Who would have thought that this ancient art, which some say was once such a dreaded part of the amateur licence test, would become so popular in these days of modern communications? The uncontrolled net is run in designated portions of the two bands to encourage new CW operators to have a go at slow CW in a safe and really friendly environment. Slow speed and lots of mistakes are par for the course. It's all about having a go, starting with a basic call sign and RST exchange, then over time getting better and better. The net also attracts its fair share of old-timers who enjoy helping others to have a go or to just enjoy the banter. The CQQRS net started in Western Australia 3 years ago and has been running every single Tuesday and has been unbelievably popular. The net runs from 3 p.m. until about 7 p.m. on 40 metres, then moves to 80 metres, and we've had up to 60 stations on air having a go, and who knows how many listeners are out there every Tuesday as well. So, the CQQRS net is on 40 metres between 0700 Zulu and 1100 Zulu, that is, 3 p.m. until 7 p.m., and is held between 7020 and 7040 kHz. Then between 0900 Zulu and 1300 Zulu, which is 5 p.m. until 9 p.m., we're on between 3540 and 3570 kHz every Tuesday. There's no net control, so when you're ready to have a go, just find a quiet spot and start calling CQQRS at about 75% of the speed you can copy. Most stations will match your speed, so go slow until you're really comfortable with CW. So this might be just the opportunity you've been waiting for to have a go at transmitting on CW, or perhaps just to stop the contacts rusting up on your key. Doesn't matter whether you're brand new to the code, or if you're an old-timer who would like to have a bit of fun and help encourage new operators by having simple, safe QSOs at their speed. We'd love to have you join in. Too much switch mode power supply hash on 80 metres? This might be the incentive to do something about it. With a cheap noise canceller costing less than $100, 80 metres could be easier than you think. So again, the net starts at 3 p.m. every Tuesday, above the DX segment on 40 metres between 7020 and 7040. Then, after 7 p.m, moves to 80 metres between 3540 and 3570 kHz. There are usually stations in the west, east and in between listening out for your CQQRS call. For more information and to receive our free weekly CQQRS RagTu newsletter, contact me, Mark, VK6QI, via the email on qrz.com, or you can use our address, cqrsnet@gmail.com. That is cqrsnet@gmail.com, and I'll be pleased to have a chat.
And now for something completely different. WAG News. G'day from WARG. Just a reminder that tomorrow night, Monday the 5th of August, is the next WARG meeting, and it will be held at the First Midland Scout Hall, number 10, Helen Street in Bellevue. Doors opening at 1900 or 7 p.m. for a 1930, 7:30 p.m. start, and tea, coffee and bickies will be available. So, get yourself down to a WAG meeting in Midland tomorrow night.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Available this weekend is RASA's monthly news bulletin, which we call QTC Lite. We publish a quarterly magazine called QTC, and the monthly QTC Lite bulletin keeps you up to date in between. We're using this month's QTC Lite to give notice of RASA's annual general meeting, which is on Saturday the 7th of September. RASA made a submission to the WIA's consultation on the 40-metre band plan, and we have a short story on that, with a link to the full document on our website. Now, in response to confusion and popular misinterpretations of the ACMA's policy on the use of VK9 call signs by international visitors for de-expeditions in Australian territories, RASA sought clarification from the ACMA. And the ACMA's response, which we received only on Friday, is in QTC Lite. There's lots more in QTC Lite, the monthly bulletin, to keep you informed and involved. The RASA website is vkradioamateurs.org, and our website has a push facility that you can subscribe to, and you'll receive notice of any news bulletins that are posted. RASA welcomes new members, and there's space on the website where you can join up, renew, or make a donation. You'll see the spot on the website where you can do this. RASA runs, as they say, on the smell of an oily rag. However, any injection of cash enables us to do more of the stuff that we do so well. The website again is vkradioamateurs.org. I'm Bob VK6POP, and I'm the Vice President of RASA, the Radio Amateur Society of Australia.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. The International Amateur Radio Union, or IARU, was formed on the 18th of April 1925 in Paris. Today, split into four organisations, consisting of one for each of the three ITU regions and the International Secretariat, are said to coordinate their efforts to represent the globe-spanning activity of amateur radio. Each organisation has its own constitution, which at some point I might compare, but for now I'll focus on the International Secretariat. Last updated on the 9th of May 1989, the Constitution has 9 pages detailing how the IARU works. After defining its name, it describes its purpose. Its objectives shall be the protection, promotion, and advancement of the amateur and amateur satellite services within the framework of regulations established by the International Telecommunication Union, and to provide support to member societies in the pursuit of these objectives at the national level, with special references to the following. A. Representation of the interests of amateur radio at and between conferences and meetings of international telecommunications organizations. B. Encouragement of agreements between national amateur radio societies on matters of common interest. C. Enhancement of amateur radio as a means of technical self-training for young people. D. Promotion of technical and scientific investigations in the field of radio communication. E. Promotion of amateur radio as a means of providing relief in the event of natural disasters. F. Encouragement of international goodwill and friendship. G. Support of member societies in developing amateur radio as a valuable national resource, particularly in developing countries, and H. Development of amateur radio in those countries not represented by member societies. Those are lofty goals, and no doubt they have changed over the past century. The objectives, as described, have been in effect for over 35 years. So we can safely say that they are part and parcel of the current workings of the IARU. This leads me to several questions, mostly uncomfortable ones. Over the years, I have witnessed the incessant cry for the growth of the hobby in the face of apparent global decline. What I haven't seen is any evidence of the IARU actually doing much towards its own objectives. At this point, you might well be chomping at the bit to enlighten me. Please do. And you might well be right that the IARU is doing stuff, but the key here is seeing evidence. As I keep saying, if you don't write it down, it didn't happen. You do this for contacts between stations. Why should the IARU be any different? While the IARU is a recognised United Nations organisation, it's entirely volunteer-run and paid for by its members. The International Secretariat is funded by its three regional organisations, which in turn are funded by the member societies in each country, like the WIA in Australia, ARRL in the US, RSGB in the UK, JARL in Japan, and VIRON in the Netherlands. Over 160 organisations in all. Those, in turn, are funded by their members. For a decade or more, I contributed to the funding of the IARU through my WIA membership. I note, as an aside, that organisations like the Radio Amateur Society of Australia, or RASA, and the European Radio Amateurs Organisation, or EURAO, which are not recognised by the IARU, do not fund it, unless they're making donations on the side. That's important because this hobby, despite its amateur nature, runs on money. If you want to help the IARU, the only way to do so is as a volunteer. That's great if you have money to pay for food and housing, less so if you don't. Similarly, member societies are also, by and large, run by volunteers, each doing so in the face of big business and government attempts to increase their spectrum allocation at the expense of amateur radio at every turn. This leaves us with an organisation with lofty goals to foster, promote and grow our community, funded and run by volunteers, with, in my opinion, little to show for its century history. Is this the best model? Is this how we make a robust, representative and effective organisation? Speaking of representative, in 2018, Dom, Golf 3 Bravo Juliet, former president of the RSGB and then president of the Region 1 IARU, talked in some detail about how the IARU operates in an enlightening video you can find on YouTube called RSGB Convention Lecture 2018. So what has the IARU ever done for us? In that lecture, Don makes the statement that the ARRL provides significant additional funding and, without that, the IARU would be in very serious problems. If you're not a member of the ARRL, what does that mean? How much is significant funding? Is it real money or is it paper money in the form of office space provided within the ARRL offices in Connecticut? If a member of the IARU International Secretariat is also a member and office bearer of the ARRL, does that buy access? For example, in 2021, the ARRL Executive Committee nominated their past president to become the secretary of the IARU, which, at least according to the ARRL, it has the right and obligation to. I don't know how you feel about that, but it makes me uncomfortable, and here in Australia I can't say that I feel represented, even if I was a current and paid-up member of the WIA, which I'm not. I think organisations like the member societies and the IARU have a very important role to play in our hobby, but what I don't see is evidence that they are. No doubt I'll get emails telling me to step up. I would, if I had a functioning money tree in my backyard. Transparency is an issue in our community. I left the WIA because I felt there was no transparency. The ARRL had a wide-ranging security breach recently, and whilst it has written a great many words on the subject, most of them are, at least in my professional opinion, the opposite of transparent. I have yet to see the operating budget for the WIA, the ARRL, or the IARU, despite having paid money into at least two of those. So, what of the future of our hobby? What does representation in a modern global community look like? And does the structure of our hobby need scrutiny and discussion? I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Good morning, everyone. It's me again, Roy VK6XV, with this week's helpline for the 4th of August 2024. Today I have the following. We have an Atlas 120, $380 for that. There's a ham antenna Mike 80-1, $15. There's a ham antenna Mike 20-1, $15. And there's a monster stick, Delta X-Ray 5, $15. There's also a Tango Mike 480 Romeo transceiver with manual, $350 or nearest offer. And those items come from Gerald VK6 Quebec Mike. He may be contacted. Gerald may be contacted on his telephone 0461-633-860. Again, 0461-633-860. That's Gerald VK6 Quebec Mike. Next, I have a Yaesu Fox Tango 290 Romeo all-mode transceiver, 2 meter in original box, $100. There's a Yaesu Fox Papa 707 20 amp power supply, $100. There's a Kenwood AT230 manual antenna tuner, $100. There's a Daiwa Charlie Sierra 401 four-way antenna switch, $60. There's also a Denzai AC700 base station microphone, $60. And there are 2 5/8 in phase, 2 meter vertical base station antennas, $60 also. There's a new beam antenna with four wire based elements, two on each band covering 20 meters, 15 meters, and 10 meters, $100 also for that. Contact Michael 0403 854 720, 0403 854 720. Next item is Wandana Collins 75 Sierra 3 80 through 10 meter HF valve receiver fitted with a standard 200 Hz CW filter. And if you have one and would like to relinquish it to Steve Island, VK6 Victor Zulu, he may be contacted on his email, which is Sierra Tango Echo, Victor Kilo 6 Victor Zulu at tpg.com.au. Again, that's Steve, VK6 Victor Zulu at tpg.com.au. Some of the more astute listeners to Helpline may have detected that I'm still having trouble with my email. I inadvertently last week advertised equipment from 2 years ago. Don't quite know how that worked, but I've corrected that for this week, hopefully, anyway. And I'm still having trouble resolving some emails and getting emails back to you, but I'm doing the best I can under duress. Cheers. This is VK6 X-Ray Victor. If you would like to try and get to me by email, VK6 X-Ray Victor at bigpond.com is the address. Victor Kilo 6 X-Ray Victor at bigpond.com. And until next week, 7-3 from me.
Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that News West is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWestWeeklyPodcast-KiloZulu7YankeeCharlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV, the readers, and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast, or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.